This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story about an arts festival, specifically KL Weekend, which is starting tomorrow. It's a series of arts and cultural programs that are happening in the heart of Kuala Lumpur as part of the Art in the City program by Chandana. It starts tomorrow. It's stretching on until the 28th of November. And I must say, it sounds very exciting. They're going to be programs spanning various genres of the arts. There's going to be dance, music, opera, fashion, food, visual arts, literature. And it's happening across many key locations in and around downtown KL. So if you're interested, you can check out klweekend.com. That's klwknd.com. We'll be joined shortly by the festival director, Josie Day, but we'd like to hear from you. Have you missed going for arts events and shows? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is Josie Dick, Festival Director of KL Weekend. Joe, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sharmila. I really appreciate it.
So let's start with the state of the arts industry right now in KL. Has much changed in the past few months in terms of recovery?
I think like everywhere around the world, it stopped for a while. After 1.5 years, everybody had to stop and rethink, reevaluate, reimagine. But there's a sort of like gusto that everybody wants to come back. You know, everybody wants to start something. So they call it revenge tourism in tourism. So it's the same with the arts. They're just raring to go.
So we have heard, of course, over the past year and a half from various art practitioners who've been sharing stories of people who have had to make drastic moves, you know, selling their instruments, having to work as gig workers in an effort to make money and to make ends meet. Does that make it a challenge to draw these practitioners back into the arts?
I don't think so. I think in the last 1.5 years, a lot of people have stopped and some have changed and changed courses. But the government has been really good. I mean, Chandana, My Creative Ventures have been giving out loans and resilient grants to help people just tide the time over. So I think people are just waiting to come back. And it's very hard to give up something that you love, especially for artists, you know. It's really, really hard. I mean, I had a 1.5 years of sabbatical that you can't do anything, but you start to rethink what you can do when times are better.
Joe, you know, this isn't your first rodeo, of course. You've done the Georgetown Arts Festival. You did the festival in Sarawak. But I was wondering, what's changed post-pandemic? Have you faced specific challenges? Do you have specific lessons that you're now implementing?
Actually, lessons learned was from the last 9 years. I mean, as much as it might have sounded good or successful, the last 1.5 years gave me time to think where I was wrong, where I didn't do right, and where I could do better. So I think it's been really good for me as a person, the time to rethink, reevaluate, like, how did I it wrong? You know, what about the community? Who's festival for? Why are you doing it? So putting questions like that, the last 1.5 years, I've been battling. And so it's a great, really great opportunity for me now. I really am enjoying the journey.
So tell us about KL Weekend. What can we expect? What's it been like to curate it this time?
Well, you were very kind. You already mentioned it. It's everywhere. It's an effort to meraihkan the arts. When I was first given this opportunity, I thought, like, what is Arts in the City about? It is about Kuala Lumpur. It is about the city that we're talking about. And it's also about all the people that are living here, the stakeholders. So it's been a really interesting journey of finding out who's who, who's doing what, and all the different layers of the community. And they really, I mean, the thing that they say it takes a village, it has taken more than the village. It's taken the people. My boss was a great village chief, and the people around my village, and government agencies has come forward, and even the private sector. I mean, like people like Pink City, Credo Foundation, Facebook, Huawei, Grab, JMPB, telecoms. I mean, it was really difficult for me in Penang to get the big boys to work with me, but here, it's been really, really good. I'm just so, it's overwhelming to feel that people want to do things and people have been very kind and really grateful.
What are some of the things that we're going to see?
We have several locations. Actually, we have 8 locations. Panggung, we're having an opera, then opening tomorrow night. It is a Malay opera called Opera Sri Kandi. And then tomorrow night, we have a dance. We have 5 Malaysian top choreographers dancing in response to bamboo music, visual sounds of the bamboo. And then on Sunday, we have Memperkenalkan Sastrawanagara, 4 of our top Sastrawanagara. At Central Market, we have Best of Malaysian Artisans, we have the Collector's Plant Market, and we have something called the Inquisible Trail, where we present heritage kuih in Central Market, Malay, and at Rex, we have Chinese and Indian. And then at Rex, we have Buku Buku Books, which is a pop-up digital library. Oh, I forgot. Central Market also houses a pop-up museum. It's called KL Stories Citizens Museum, where a lot of people don't know the history of KL. Everybody knows Yap Aloy, but there are other historical figures that people have got to know, and how KL started commercially. It's not just tin. There's also coffee and other trades that came about, and interesting buildings. So we start off with history at Central Market. And then we layer it with, okay, Rex, we have Buku Buku Books in partnership with British Library, Library of Congress. You can press a button and get access to documents that are so, so rare that you would never imagine that you could have access to them. And then we have film screenings by Amir Muhammad, who's redone films of yesteryear called Tomorrow, 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 Tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. And then the short film by Ilran Junaidi, Batik Girl, who everybody has read that it's won awards globally, and also The Dalang's Tale. And then pop down to the Go Down, where we have the Bamboo House, where we present, a lot of people don't know that bamboo is such a sustainable material, whether it's for architecture, for art, for artisanal products. There's a kite maker, third generation, who's made stunning, stunning lampshades and sells all over the world. He's a third generation kite maker. So we want to show Malaysians that how versatile bamboo is. We have a fashion show in Rumah presenting 5 Malaysian designers working with bamboo textile. And at High Street Studio on Jalan Tun SH Lee, we have, if you've ever heard of forest healing or forest bathing, come there and you feel how important the forest is and how healing the forest is. You have sound and sights of the rainforest of Sarawak, Sabah, habitat in Penang. It's an experiential thing. Oh my God, I could go on. And Telecoms Museum, where they've revamped entire museum with technology and the arts, and a very special show called The Gifted Show, where it is 10 artists who are special needs young people, and we're presenting them. You know, so there is something there for everyone, from Orang Asli Crafts to artisans from Sabah, Sarawak, Kelantan, Terengganu, and Penang. And then there's food. We've worked with Dewa Khan, Rumah, Open House, and Diwan. So we want to show that care is many layered. There is the atas and the fabulously rich lifestyle of fancy restaurants down to Central Market, where it's a people's market. So you better stop me before I go on and on and on. And okay, no, one last
you're
one.
Making it all sound so attractive.
My last one. Let me push this one. It's a personal project. It's called Love My Batik, or Love Malaysian Batik. Everybody talks about batik, but not many people know that there are batik paintings by classic masters and the iconic Malaysian Airline batik print uniform that is actually produced in Penang, that Singapore Airlines and Malaysian Airlines. So we're going to show how versatile batik is. So come to JMBB. That's my personal favorite. It's an exhibition called Love My Batik. And then you stand to win special prizes, which is exclusive stay at Datai, with 2 business class tickets, an exclusive stay at ENO Penang, courtesy of the hotel too, double business class tickets from Malaysian Airlines System, and also return tickets to Kuala Lumpur to stay at Majestic Hotel. So, and then there's phones from Huawei and Mate pads from Huawei and Grab points worth, I think, 500,000 points. So all it takes is for you to take a picture against one of your favorite exhibit pieces, and you stand to win a chance of any of these prizes.
After all of that excitement, I'm going to ask, I think, the boring but practical question. Yeah. What about SOPs? What do you have in place?
That's the most important thing. Yes, I think because of the current situation, because we're working under Chandana, it's very, very strict. One is all the places, you have to have a double vaccine. You have to have checks. You have to have a screening done, as in and your Maestro Jatra. And we've gone by the SOP of 50%. Seats in the theatres. So we've got a lot of disgruntled people that booked and couldn't get into any of the shows. But we're going to live stream the shows because we feel that it has to have access to the public, you know? So that's our gift to the Malaysian Rakyat.
Joe, we just have about a minute left. What are your hopes as an arts practitioner as we move towards opening up, as we move towards seeing more of the arts?
The cliche Malaysia boleh. KL has it all. We really have talent. It's not about you or me, but the power of we to change. And I really have to stress here. I think it's not, I mean, BFM coming on board to help me, I think that's fabulous. I think it's time that we all work together towards a common good, which is Malaysia, which is Kuala Lumpur. If you live in KL, take pride in this wonderful, it's my second love now after Penang. I can't fall out of love with Penang, but KL is coming very close. It is a fabulous city.
Joe, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Sharmila. Thank you. I hope I see you. If you see me, please say hi. I'll buy you coffee. Yeah,
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye. Good night. Bye.
That was Joe Sidik, Festival Director of KL Weekend. For more information, you can head on to their website. That's klwknd.com. And let us know, have you missed going for arts events and shows? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.